intentional.
Wow.
Totally intentional.
I love it.
Hands on buzzers.
I have bad news.
You have bad news.
The White Sox game has been postponed.
What?
For tomorrow. It's going to take place on Friday.
Wait. So...
tomorrow's game.
Could you have told us this off the air?
No.
I'm sorry. Breaking news. It literally just happened.
So we're not going to be at Cork and Carry?
We are probably not.
On Friday?
On Friday, we're probably going to be on Cork and Carry, but I'm not sure about
yes,
that.
Yes, I think we're getting a thumbs up from Jim Holland, who did not dress up today because it's not voting
he
day.
He only dresses up on Voter's Day. On Election Day.
All right, like Sarah Thiemann from Promotions, come on in here. We'll break it on the stream, because we'll just break the stream. That's what we do. All right, Ema Sumac, shut up. This is big news.
Sarah, hello.
Hi.
We're hearing different things from different directions.
We heard about this yesterday. There is some rain moving in, as you can see on the map behind me.
Yes, Cheryl Scott.
It's moving in, and it's supposed to be all over Guaranteed Rate Field tomorrow and be crappy as hell for opening day. Is that correct?
Apparently. I just Dave Marzullo just came running into my office to tell me that. So we are on the caper.
So what does this mean?
I like capers.
We were
kind of small, though.
Wendy and I were scheduled to be, and much of the station was scheduled to be at Cork and Carry across the street. Is that still on board?
That's happening
tomorrow
Friday.
I think we will be moving that to Friday. This is in motion.
We'll know more later.
Yes.
Okay.
This could just be me, but I think we should work this out prior to going on the air with it. So I don't know why we're on the stream with it.
Well.
Yes.
Sarah agrees.
I think it's because it's all so fresh, and we, you know, in a panicky situation, you do what you have to do. So
who panics?
Somebody must have. Somebody did.
All right,
we will have better information and alert.
Should I call Lucas Giolito?
That would be.
All right, I'll give him a call.
I know that this was talked about yesterday. We had a teleconference meeting, and if they chose to change the game and cancel it on Thursday, then
don't hate the game, by the way, Wendy. Hate the player.
I don't hate anybody.
You don't hate anybody. All right.
That was brought up that, you know, they may call the game. Although it's so weird to call a game a day in advance, isn't it?
It is, but they're so expecting it to be torrential.
It's that bad?
That's what it's looking like. The models are telling us, Wendy, that it's going to be rainy from start to finish tomorrow.
That's who we should try and get on the air right now.
Models?
No, Tom Skilling, you goof. Sarah, can you hit number 5 on the console there? We were ill-prepared to move to the stream. This is a half hour earlier for us.
Correct.
That throws our rhythm off, and we don't have much rhythm to begin with.
If at all. I know.
That's why I'm on the pill. I can't rely on the rhythm of it.
The models are embarrassed, Wendy.
How's the weather looking for Memphis, Cheryl Scott?
Oh.
You're going to Memphis?
I'm supposed to go there this weekend. And right now, the forecast is also looking a bit dodgy with rain, so I'm a little nervous.
You may have to postpone that by one day.
I know.
You know, it's weird. We were talking. I'll get a hold of Cheryl Scott to look at Memphis weather.
Or, I guess Tom Skilling.
I'll be honest, Sarah, I don't feel like looking. I'm tired of doing everyone's dirty work.
Are you going to Graceland?
No.
Yeah, is it
not cute, Tom?
You know, is it working?
Oh my God! I should have gone to the bathroom earlier. You make me laugh so hard.
Is it worth it?
I have never been to Graceland, and that is one place I probably should have gone years ago because you could see more. You could walk through more rooms years ago.
Right.
But I definitely want to go there.
Well, I know. Okay,
you've never been?
No. Memphis has been on my bucket list in the States, and I'm finally found a decent flight to get to Memphis. I'm like, okay, we're making Memphis happen.
Yeah.
So I have, you know, typical me fashion, about like 7 pages worth of notes of restaurants and things to do.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, Graceland seems a given.
It's the thing to do when you're there.
But then I looked up Graceland.
What did it say?
Tickets are $41.
No.
That's nothing. Guys,
really?
That's not
to
a lot of
Elvis's
money.
House?
And then $61 to do, like, so the house
sit
tour.
On the toilet?
Shoot at Robert Goulet.
The house tour only gets you, like, the basics.
Oh.
So, to upgrade, then you get to see, like, the gold records and, I guess, some of his, like, outfits and
how
whatnot.
Much is that?
That's, like, 61? An extra, like, 20-some bucks.
Oh.
I'm paying $1,000 to go see The Who.
Well,
but they'll be there. if Elvis is there, something's gone horribly wrong.
I guess,
and it's
still
also $10 parking. So I'm like, is this all worth it?
It's $100.
It's
about
worth it. Yeah. I've done that tour. It's definitely worth it.
Is it?
Okay.
Eric Rung is with us.
Eric Rung is with
us. How is Eric Rung with us? I'm so confused right now.
Well, I actually probably wasn't when you came to me for 11:30. That was
You were supposed to do 11:30 news. No one told us that.
Well, here's what's weird. Ryan Burrow is in studio moving his mouth, but
yeah,
Eric Rung is taller.
Because you're talking about Memphis. I lived there for a bunch of years. I thought I'd chime in.
Oh, come on.
But my microphone wasn't working over there, so... Oh.
All right.
I thought I'd just...
Sarah wants to know if it's worth the $41.61 or beyond to see Graceland.
Graceland was taken over by a new entertainment company. They've added a lot of new things, and that's probably why the price got bumped up. That being said, when I lived there for a long time, I got to a point where I was just giving people tickets and saying, go, I've seen enough. You know, it's interesting. You do the walk, and things may have changed a little bit, but you do the walk, and you hear about his life and everything like that. You go through the jungle room, which is all carpeted, and you
learn
about
everything
like that.
That's worth it in itself.
And then at the end, you go through and see all of his trophies, and then they tell you, and then he died.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, I've got some questions.
Right. Are you allowed to ask questions?
What happened? Like how? Like, what happened then? So, a lot of other fun things. Beale Street's very nice.
Yep. When are you going this weekend?
Yeah, we leave Saturday through Tuesday. I actually have some of your notes, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did
you
that.
Included that in my yep.
Saturday. I got some ribs, places for you to go to.
Afternoon thunderstorms.
Oh, it is for Saturday? Yeah.
78 degrees. Afternoon thunderstorms, 50% chance.
Oh, okay. That's better than my...
Those storms come whipping off the bluff, though. It can get a little hairy.
Scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. 60% chance of rain. Isolated thunderstorms Monday. And then you're looking just afternoon. Well, it's going to rain the whole time. Sunny on Friday. When do you come back?
No, we get back Tuesday.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Well,
when does Memphis in May start up?
I think I should do an anti-rain dance for many things. For tomorrow, for
right.
Friday. For...
Right, right.
All right, so Eric, are you supposed to do some news right now?
No, I
did the news.
I did the news, but I'm supposed to do it again at noon.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I can do it whenever.
Are you supposed to come in here and do it? How are we get? I'm so befuddled.
No, I think I'm just going to do it right here.
Your time filling maneuver, by the way, Eric, was Hall of Fame caliber.
Oh, jeez.
Especially the part where you said right here on WG.
You like that?
Yes.
I was watching the seconds.
Well, we should have jumped in, but I don't know enough about things. Thank you, Ryan, Mr.
Thanks,
Memphis.
Ryan. Yeah, yeah,
nice calendar.
That was fun.
Yeah, Bill was like, what do we do? I said, you're the one who has more baseball knowledge than I do.
Mm-hmm. We in retrospect, we probably should have, but Eric, in our room, here in our studio, we were getting all kinds of weird material about tomorrow's game, whether or not, and I still don't know, are we going to Cork and Carry tomorrow?
A
final decision has not been made, but it looks like we're moving the live broadcast and opening day to Friday.
All right. We are trying to track down some folks to confirm that.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
The immediate answer seems to be...
Studio tomorrow,
logical
White Sox
Friday.
Park on Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
So we want to be there when it's happening.
All I'm telling you, listeners, is if you listen to the stream, typically the stream of consciousness happens from noon to 1 with Bill and myself.
Yes.
Today it was a half an hour earlier. And I'm telling you, when they say bonus hour, they mean bonus, because you get so much more information on the stream than you do the regular radio.
Some of it accurate.
Exactly. Less of it polished.
Right. That's definitely true. Yeah.
But, all right. So White Sox home opener.
Friday.
Well, let's just see if that's been a definite.
All right.
Back on the caper.
All right.
Thank you. Sarah, keep us posted. Have fun in Memphis. Yeah.
Yes. Get us a snow globe. We want a snow globe with banana sandwiches from Elvis's place. Peanut butter banana sandwiches, baby. Mm-mm.
All right. I don't have any information at this point that they have moved the opener to Friday.
Oh, you think this is an April Fool's prank?
No, you're supposed to do that on April 1st.
Is that true? I didn't know that. All right.
I think it should be April Fool's month.
Everyone expects it. Yeah, people expect it on the 1st. Do it on another day when they're not expecting it.
We'll have to find out at this point. Here we go. White Sox home opener versus Mariners postponed to Friday due to rain. This was 4 minutes ago. According to the Chicago Sun-Times.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked about this on the conference call yesterday. Typically at this time of year, it's cold. And if it's snowing, it's bad to sit at a baseball game, but
right.
you can do it.
Right.
If it's torrential downpour, that sucks sitting
sure.
at a game.
Yep.
So
this was a wise decision.
I know that it was
made
on the
by
bubble.
Richie Zisk, Wendy. Richie Zisk is in charge of deciding
that's
this
what
thing.
He does now.
Yeah, that's his job now.
The ambassador of weather.
That's what he calls himself. Yes.
So Friday, yeah, the team announced the postponement of Thursday's game to the weather forecast. I just find that shocking.
So far out, you mean?
Yeah.
Because we're 24 hours away from it? Yeah.
I get that you got to rearrange things, and there was a big opening ceremony, and we're going to be broadcasting at Cork and Kerry at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess we all need to know this stuff, but you'd almost feel like they'd wait a little later in the day to see if the storm front... What would Tom Skilling say?
I wash my hands of this, Wendy. The weather is what the weather is.
Well, the Chicago...
I've got models. I don't care.
Chicago White Sox have announced on their Twitter page Thursday's scheduled 2019 home opener between the Chicago White Sox and Seattle Mariners has been postponed due to the forecast of inclement weather. The home opener has been rescheduled for Friday, April 5th at 1:10.
You're busy that day.
Okay,
you can't be there that day. You have something.
Oh, this really messes everything up.
Yes, it does.
I didn't even think of that.
Now the season's a wash, ironically, considering rain is knocking out opening day.
All tickets, mobile or printed, for Thursday's postponed contest now are good for admission to Friday's rescheduled game at Guaranteed Rate Field. I forgot that I am taking Friday off.
Yes. You somehow knew. You made a pact with the devil.
No, I love these live broadcasts. Harold Baines is going to be there.
We hope. Harold Baines was scheduled for Thursday.
It's all falling apart.
Jasmine, would you please call Harold Baines and tell him to push his schedule back a day to Friday?
Well, good thing Bertrand and John Williams are going to be hanging out, so you can work with them. This sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I call?
At this point, Wendy, you know, it's a lost cause. Who's the patron saint of lost causes? My mom would have known this.
That is Saint Anthony.
Call him. Tony.
Who's the one? Tony, my man.
Tony.
Hey. Who's the one you plant upside down when you're trying to... the patron saint of...
Of houses?
Yeah, who's
Real
the one...
Real estate?
Yeah, you plant somebody... St. Anthony, I thought. Under you
that can't
upside
be the same
down.
Guy.
Well, yeah, because the lost causes, you're not going to sell your house.
Oh, lost causes and real estate are the same patron saint?
Well, the lost causes coverage covers very
I was
going to
ask
things.
Harold Baines these questions on tomorrow's show.
Maybe it's good he will.
No, I can't.
I've lost
He's
kind of
quiet to begin with. I bet this
I
would totally...
I think it's St. Anthony.
Yeah. St. Anthony. Hey.
St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes.
Oh, St. Jude is.
I guess.
Know your patron saints, Wendy. They're going to quiz you when you get to the pearly gates. You better know these. There's a big quiz. If you don't pass the quiz, it's like the Constitution test in eighth grade.
Oh,
you don't get
no.
to go to high school. It's the same principle.
There PLE. Are four patron saints of impossible causes.
Wow. They put a lot of faith in that. Four of them.
Well, who gets wow. the top judgment here? St. Jude Thaddeus.
He's good.
Shortened to St. Jude.
Yeah.
St. Philomena.
Oh, I'm not familiar with her work.
Whose name means daughter of light. St. Gregory of Thaumaturgus.
Ooh. He was rich. He's the rich patron saint. He had a boat.
Why? Because I sounded like Thurston Howell yes. when I said his name.
He's the only patron saint with a boat.
And Saint Rita of Cassia.
Oh, again, two of these are foreign to me.
Yeah. One was born in Italy, so technically.
Oh, they
yes.
are foreign. Yeah.
All right, we're supposed to take a break. I don't know what's going on, but we are.
No,
supposed
the break
to-
has been rescheduled toward tomorrow. It's tomorrow now. We were supposed to take a break here, but now that'll be tomorrow at this time.
Do you guys need me to fill to
if
the break?
If you could. Yes. Thank you, Eric. All right. More of us here on WGN.
Stop it. I panic if I see Bill at the disco. I don't even know if that's who it is.
Wow. What did I do? I
no,
just came
it's
in.
Not a bad thing, but you were doing the hippie hippie shake.
Couldn't help myself. I got the music in me.
I have never seen you have the music in you ever before. Ever. Are you happy you don't have to work with me on opening day?
No.
Quit nodding yes, you jerk.
Sorry.
I am so 100% bummed.
So a quick change in schedule. The reason for Wendy's dismay. When did it all happen, Wendy? Dismay. Is that... tomorrow we were
dad
scheduled
jokes.
To be
I'm telling you, dad
Cork
jokes.
And Carry.
Yes.
Completely across the street from White Sox Park, a stone's throw from White Sox Park. But as it turns out, we're expecting horrible, horrible weather. So tomorrow's show will go on as planned here at the WGN studios. It doesn't make a huge difference to the listener, but just for those of you
who wanted to stop by,
going to come out. Yeah.
And
it's now on Friday at Cork and Carry.
And for people who already purchased tickets for the White Sox opener, it's been moved from Thursday to Friday. Those tickets will be honored, according to the Chicago White Sox.
The only difference,
Twitter.
Wendy, is that I'm now hearing that Wilbur Wood will be pitching on Friday, which is that's a surprise. No one saw that coming. He hasn't thrown a baseball since 1974. So who would have expected this? But because of the inclement weather, Wilbur Wood will be pitching.
Good to know.
The last pitcher in baseball, Wendy, to win and lose 20 games in a season, Wilbur Wood.
How old is he?
Now he's in his 70s.
I thought he was older.
No, I think he's in his mid to late 70s.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
He's still playing, just opening days?
Just one day.
Yeah, making the rounds?
One day contract. The final shift.
Well, according to the Chicago White Sox social media, Thursday's scheduled 2019 home opener between the Chicago White Sox and Seattle Mariners been postponed, as Bill mentioned, due to the forecast of inclement weather. The home opener has been rescheduled for Friday, April 5th at 1:10 Central Time. All ticket, mobile, or printed for Thursday's postponed contest are now good for admission to Friday's rescheduled game at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Okay. It'll be Wilbur Wood versus Jim Palmer in his underpants. I hope it's not that cold. I hope we have a warm day for Jim Palmer's sake.
That is funny, funny crap. I almost swore there.
They do things to get people to come into the ballpark,
Lenny. Like
I don't know. It's a marketing game. That's what it is.
And so for all these years, I always thought it was inclement weather.
Inclement weather.
I thought it's pronounced inclement.
Yeah.
I thought it was like in and then the word climate, like inclement weather. That's what I thought it was.
No.
For all these years.
Because of why? Why did you think that?
I just thought that's what it was called.
You were close.
I didn't know it was, and I've heard a lot of people say that wrong.
Yeah. Name names. Some of our top meteorologists?
No, not them for sure. But inclement weather means...
Who set you straight? Jerry Taft? Did he call you at home?
Gary Meyer.
Did he? Yeah.
On the air at AM 1000 many years ago, he made fun of me.
Oh.
And that's how I learned. When someone makes fun of you, he goes, "What did you say?"
That's no way to learn.
The weather-related adjective meaning stormy or tempestuous is inclement.
I'm going to start saying tempestuous in terms of the weather, because that sounds juicier.
It is the appropriate word in the phrase inclement weather, which means stormy weather. But a lot of people say inclement.
Oh,
a lot of people do. The weather-related adjective meaning stormy or tempestuous is inclement. It is the appropriate word to use. The word is often misspelled inclement, which in climate, which would also be pronounced a little differently. But this illogical form is not yet common enough to have received the recognition of dictionaries. So it is not in there as an acceptable substitution.
Permission to make a joke that only four people will enjoy?
Does it involve Star Trek?
No.
Oh, okay.
Baseball fans would call it Matt Clement weather. I'm telling you, four people are dying right now. There are four people listening who are enjoying that so much. Everybody else, be patient.
I think it's funny. He must be a former baseball player.
No.
Then it's super funny.
Yes. He's a former Cubs pitcher. He's just a friend of mine. He's a guy who lives on my block. He gave me a dollar to say his name on the stream.
That would be good.
I now have $21. Who's the fool now?
All right. Well, I wasn't the only one. It's inclement as opposed to inclement.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I just wanted to say
I feel bad that you will not be part of the big broadcast on Friday.
Well, me too.
That's if there's a loser in all of this, that's your losing faction right there. Because I know this is a big day for you. You
I look love
forward
going
to this.
Out there.
The home opener is a big day. And
already had my first Bloody Mary planned.
Did you?
Yes.
Now we have to reschedule.
I'll just have one at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have moved the live broadcast to Friday, not tomorrow, at Cork and Carry at the park. We can celebrate the White Sox home opener. It's sponsored by Goose Island Beer Company. I'll be listening, but I won't be there.
That's also good. That's still fun.
You can come out and join Bill Leff and the gang Thursday.
For the record, I'm no longer in a gang. Just for the record.
They let you out?
Yeah. Yeah. You know those guys that have the timeshare buyout thing? They also do gang memberships.
All right, let me finish this, and then I have a question for you.
Sure.
So Friday, not tomorrow, at Cork and Carry at the Park, 3259 South Princeton. All the details will be updated. WGNradio.com/events, all sponsored by Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have some news with Eric Rung. I do want you to think of something, though.
Okay.
Remember that we heard, not Nipsey Russell, but the other guy.
Nipsey Hussle.
Right.
The late Nipsey Hussle.
He was gunned down after signing an autograph from a young boy.
I know.
And they have apprehended his shooter.
The alleged shooter.
Yes, I guess we should say that.
Yes.
But we had learned that he was a former member of the Crips.
I think so, yeah.
We read that yesterday. But definitely a former gang member.
They were saying in the story I read that he had gang affiliations. They didn't say member, but they said affiliations, which I think is the same thing, I think.
But he was trying to turn it around and do like anti-gang stuff.
Yes.
And so my question is a thoughtful one that we can talk about after the news. But once you're in a gang, isn't it super hard to get out? Isn't there always some retaliation brewing?
I don't know the answers to that.
All right, because that's just, you know, they said it was a targeted thing. It was
right.
In movies,
though, anytime you see in a movie a kid who wants to break free always has a hard time. Yeah.
I ask you because you were in the gang.
I was in a gang in Wilmette called the Wilmette Tuffies.
Did you have a logo and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, our moms made a logo. But I used the guys from Timeshare Exit Team, and now I'm no longer in it. They got me
Gangshare
out.
Clean exit
break.
Team.
Clean, right. It's a division of them. Yes.
All right. Here's one of your four people. Joe texted, I'm rolling in laughter for the Matt Clement joke.
Thank you. Thank you. I know it's a very specific audience who will enjoy that joke, Wendy, and I'm going to shoot higher from now on. But for the moment, it's just four people.
Okay, well, that's good enough.
Right. All right, a break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are on the stream. I hope you are on the stream listening to us. What is your problem? Why are you staring at me?
I'm just happy.
For what? That I'm not going to be there Friday? You got to stop letting your face show your emotions because you're making me feel bad.
That's why I don't play poker. I'm easy to read. I've got four aces. Can you tell? Look at my smile. Thank you, Eric and Lauren. Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. This is the bonus hour. Today, the bonus hour and a half because of White Sox baseball. Today's White Sox game will go on as planned, Wendy. The weather is not going to get in the way of today's White Sox game, but tomorrow's, as we have learned, is being postponed till Friday. Now, earlier in the show, go on, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say this is turning into everybody gets a trophy thing. It is.
Why did you say that?
Because baseball games went on pretty much rain or shine. If there was a rain out, takes some time. It still happens every once in a while. But I just feel like games are getting canceled days early now.
Right.
They never used to do that, although now they can predict tornadoes a day in advance.
I was at a Cubs game once where there was a tidal wave. They still play the game.
That was just a wave.
Oh, people were doing the...
I'm
sorry. I saw that wrong.
Why do I take it that you are the type of person who would break that wave if it came to you?
Yeah, I would. I'm a 100%. I'm a wave breaker. You asked earlier which saint would you want to have buried in your yard? The sentence will make sense eventually, everybody. Listen, hear me out. Which saint or statue of the saint, I guess. You don't want to bury a saint in your backyard for legal reasons, but which statue of a saint...
You'd get in really big trouble.
Oh, the Catholic Church
legally
would be all over
morally.
You for that. Which statue of a saint would you want to bury in your yard if you're trying to sell your home? The correct answer, according to texters, many texters said you want that to be... now I've lost it. Was it St. Joseph? St. Joseph. And they said, and do it upside down.
Yeah, I don't know that it's Joseph. Is it really?
I thought he was the patron saint of aspirin.
He is.
Of headaches. That's what I was always led to believe about St. Joseph. Several people. A couple are saying St. Anthony.
That's who I thought it was.
A bunch are saying St. Joseph, but they say you want to bury him upside down, which in real life, he hated.
Yeah.
The real St. Joseph, Upside Down Joe, they call them, hated it.
No, it's not St. Joseph. Oh, we'll see now. According to the web, it says the most common tradition holds that you should bury the statue near the for sale sign or near the road. Place the statue inside the hole upside down and facing your house. And they're saying it's St. Joseph.
Why was he so into selling homes? Was he with Coldwell Banker?
He had one of those jackets, the Century 21 jackets, over his robe because he was cold one time.
He was ahead of the game.
I am just blasphemous. I did not know it was St. Joseph. I know one patron saint of safe travel.
Who is that?
St. Christopher. And I know this because when I got my license, my mom bought me a St. Christopher medal to put in my car just for the patron saint of safe travels. When my son Michael got his driver's license, my sister Betsy got him a St. Christopher medal to put on the visor. It's like a clip one.
Yes.
He hasn't put it in there yet.
Yet he's fine.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something weird about this? My dad, who is both Jewish and non-religious, has the St. Christopher's medal on him at all times. He wears it at all times. And when I've asked him about it, because it's strange to me.
Because it's a...
He's not religious and he's Jewish. He just goes, I just wear it. But he doesn't want to talk about it. But something must have led him, because I've never seen him without it. He's had it on my whole life. What would that be? Isn't that curious? Why would he have that? Why wouldn't he tell me why?
I don't know. And that is, again, maybe he got it when he was christened. But he wasn't christened.
He's Jewish.
Maybe one of you guys got it when you were christened, he stole it from you.
He stole my St. Christopher's medal.
Because Michael got a St. Michael, the Archangel medal, when he was christened.
Makes sense.
Dylan just got a Jesus one because there is no St. Dylan.
There's no St. Dylan.
Then I found one, my baby medal, when I was born. My sister finds these things in our house and wraps them up and gives them to me for Christmas. Like, I hope she finds my Elton John scrapbook so I could give it to Elton Jim.
Oh.
But there are things she finds, and my baby medal was one of them, and it was kind of cute because there were teeth marks in it.
Did another baby bite you?
No.
How sad. What did you do to antagonize it? You must have antagonized another baby.
No, I must have chewed on it. They made me wear it when I was too young, evidently, and I chewed on it. So there's little teeth marks in it.
Oh.
Little baby Wendy teeth marks.
That's excellent.
And for Christmas last year, she wrapped up my baby shoes and gave them to me. They don't fit.
Technically, no, I hope not. What if they did? Wouldn't that be sick?
I'd have to.
I know. Technically, those gifts are already yours. I hate to be the bearer.
I know. But it's funny to me because she finds something and she gets a big laugh out of me unwrapping it, like my Snoopy waste can.
Oh.
That was rusty and dented, but she thought it was very funny.
When I went to Catholic school, when I went to St. Damien, the nuns would always tell us at the beginning of each day which saint's birthday it was. Right, like they would say, at the beginning of the day, we were in homeroom, and they'd say, just remember that today is Saint Anne's birthday. And I don't know what to do with that information, but we would all, oh, excellent! What a day! This is
going to
be
happy birthday.
It's going to be an insane day, Saint Anne's birthday. But then they would also tell us when it was a saint's feast day, and I don't know what the difference is at all. And I didn't care enough to ask.
Yeah.
Like at the time, if I cared enough, I'd go, excuse me, sister, what is the difference between a saint's birthday and a feast day? But I would just, like I said, you file it under, I have no idea what to do with this information. So that on a daily basis, we were told which saints to honor. And then I would nod, like, I'm going to do that all day. But then I did not. I have no interest in knowing.
It's so weird. And, you know, I know people who have gone to Catholic schools, and my husband included, once they get out, it's like they've kind of had enough of it for a while.
You're bombarded with so much information.
You do come back to it. I think it's sad. I think, you know, a Catholic education should continue your Catholicism.
Right.
But it is kind of rammed down your throat all the time.
So much stuff is drilled into you.
He did 12 years of it.
See, you said it like a prison sentence. that's how many of us who endured it look at it. I understand the importance of the religion.
But you went to public high school, right?
I did, yeah. Starting my freshman year was a public high school.
Why did that change? It's so expensive to send your kid to a Catholic school as well for all 12 years. You have a lot of kids, which a lot of Catholics do, I'm sorry.
No,
it's true.
It's true.
It's super expensive.
Right, I know. With ours, it was a matter of my parents picked the school that they thought would give me the best education. And my dad, being Jewish, was not thrilled with the idea of me going to a Catholic school. But everyone around goes, no, this is the best school in the area. So based on that, he goes, yeah, all right. Except he told, and I know I've told you this before, but I think it bears repeating. My dad said as a joke, all right, the kids can go to a Catholic school. Keep in mind, he's Jewish. My mom's Catholic. So my dad says, the kids can go to a Catholic school, but the day one of the teachers tell him that it was the Jews that killed Christ, we're pulling him out of the school, and we all laughed. And then in fifth grade, I had the nun who said that. And we challenged her. We're like, well, no, actually, it was the Roman soldiers. Oh, no, it was the Jews, like that. Jews adamant about that. So that was kind of
disturbing.
Did you
come home and tell your dad?
I told my mom because I thought my dad would pull us out of school. Yeah. So I said, oh, by the way, remember that joke that dad made 5 years ago about the Jews killing Christ?
It's come to fruition.
It came true.
Did your dad travel a lot? And does he now?
No.
Because they say people who wear the St. Christopher medals travel a lot. Because
You mean in basketball or just in visiting other cities? What do you mean?
They don't call traveling in professional basketball anymore.
They're supposed to, but they don't.
I know, but there are some times.
I know.
Big time. It's the patron saint of travelers. It's believed to protect people from epilepsy, lightning, storms, pestilence, and floods.
Oh, pestilence he had. Real bad case of it. Like 3 years ago. That crazy? Who would have thought? But the rest, no.
Oh, my God. Many soldiers also pay tribute to St. Christopher by wearing his medal or carrying a prayer card with them as one of the 14 holy helpers. And what holy helpers do we have today, Batman? Why do you do this to me?
Is it the same company that does Hamburger Helper?
No. This medal carries the promise of health and well-being. So it's just your common good.
It's like health insurance to have that medal on, I guess. It's just so weird, you know? Because he, like I said, he's a Jewish guy with
that
a Catholic medal on. Yeah.
Did you ever ask him? He just never...
I've asked him on several occasions. I only see it when he's swimming. You know? Because he doesn't just walk around in his underpants. He's not Jim Palmer, Wendy. But
that is just the weirdest thing to say. And then you just bring me back to family vacations of seeing your dad in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little fuzzy with a medal.
Yeah, that's right. You just described my dad. If we had a court artist in here and you just described it, they would have drawn my dad and held it up.
A little fuzzy with a medal.
You know, so if you're swimming with him, you go, what do I talk about? My dad's only wearing his bathing trunks. So then you go, oh, by the way, you're still wearing the St. Christopher's medal. What's up with that? But he would always just go, oh, it's just a thing I do. I just wear it. He didn't want to talk about it. So I left it alone. I didn't even ask him about his tramp stamp. That's his business. What happens, happens.
You're making me cry.
Sorry.
Oh my God! Yeah, the fuzzy metal.
Yeah,
that's a
He also, when he would swim, he would always wear nose plugs. Always.
That was very popular. Again, my dad died when I was 10, but there are some. I mainly remember him swimming because we had this beach club we belonged to, still do, and it was very popular to wear the. It looked like you took Silly Putty and made the nose plugs.
It pinched your nose,
and it was the same color as Silly Putty.
It was flesh tone.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, because anyone who's wearing one, you notice it. You're not going to not notice nose plugs.
Plus, they talk like this.
Right. He sounded like the guy from Winchester Cathedral.
We're going swimming.
Can I ask you another question about your fuzzy dad with the medal?
Please.
Did he also
make my
wear...
dad sound like Paddington Bear was my dad?
It was everybody's dad.
Everyone's dad, right.
Flippers. Did he wear flippers? Because my dad wore flippers.
He would always bring them.
And a mask and snorkel?
Yeah, always had, all those things. But then he wouldn't always wear them. And we'd be in the pool, and he'd have flippers on and nose plugs. It's like, what do you expect to have happen? It's 4 feet of water. Everything's going to be okay.
When he entered the pool, did he sit on the side and then go backwards like you do on a little boat?
Yeah, like on Sea Hunt.
Yes.
like he was on the Sea Hunt show. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I knew, like, that you know, there was one time in Delray Beach. We'd go to Delray Beach every year. He forgot his nose plugs, and we were all going out. And he goes, I can't go swimming. I don't have nose plugs. Well, just don't inhale water. It's easy. the rest of us do it. We're not like the creature from the Black Lagoon. Just don't inhale water. It's easy.
I could see a kid having to wear that, but an adult, you should have figured out how. I know, but dads wore them. Moms did not. Moms had the flowered bathing cap.
But, like, what's different about dads' noses that water would just, like,
bigger.
Look, here's a chance.
They're bigger than your mouth.
No, they are bigger.
And as you get older?
But I've never worn, like, nose plugs ever. I don't need them.
Well, many people did not get swim lessons like we did as kids.
He was a good swimmer.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
see, my mom was afraid of the water.
My mom couldn't swim.
Yeah, my mom
could or couldn't?
No, she did not know technically how to swim. She would go in the water, but only like waist high, maybe, at the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
She would frolic more than she would
swim.
Was
she more of a frolicker? Mm-hmm. My mom insists that she almost drowned at the Polynesian Hotel. Now, keep in mind, at the Polynesian in the back, there's a beach area. But you have to go way, way out for it to get deep. It's really shallow. Like, most of it is 2 feet or 3 feet. And then, eventually, it's
you can go up to your shoulders.
But it's a very gradual. So, my mom came in one time, and she's, like, out of breath, and she's panicking. And my dad's going, it's okay. And what happened was, she was in what both of them describe as about a foot and a half or 2 feet of water. And she lost her bearings, and I go, I know, but didn't you just go, look, but the surface is right there. But she was so panicked by it that she almost drowned in
was
like
a
foot and a half of
a
water.
Wave that came?
Not really.
Okay, because
no.
On our honeymoon, we went to Hawaii, and Jim loves to swim in the ocean. I get a little scared sometimes.
Yeah.
But it is fun. So I was in probably waist-high water. And this
2.5 or 3 feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And this big ass wave came and Jim was on the sand and I must have been like, oh, take a picture of me, take a picture. And he saw this giant wave coming behind me. I didn't. And it just came over me unexpected. And all I could envision was like I was in like a cartoon where I was just trying to move my arms and find the top of the water.
Yeah.
And I was so completely turned around. And I felt like I was going to drown, and Jim came out to help me. And honestly, then when the wave went back, it was like up to my ankles.
Couldn't believe how shallow it was.
Yeah, but I mean, it took me under. I was not expecting it. This last time we went to California, we went to Seal Beach.
Yeah.
I was loving playing in those waves, but the minute you turn your back is when it really is scary.
But I think the difference is, like, with you
there
have
was a
ocean
wave.
Waves.
Your mom,
at
it was
Seven
just...
Seas Lagoon in Disney World.
Oh, yeah,
there's no huge waves. It's pretty, you know, unless it's stormy weather, it's really kind of,
I guess.
Calm.
I thought, like, there were waves in there.
Well, she showed us, like, not immediately because she was too shaken up, but she showed us, like, the next day where it all happened. We're all looking at each other like... What, didn't you just like open your eyes and go, look, there's I'm in a foot and a half or 2 feet of water.
Poor thing.
She goes, no, I thought it was the end. I was, you know,
listen,
scrambling in the water. Her arms are flailing around. My dad is trying to indicate to her, you know, look, it's you're
I'm right
you,
here.
All
yes.
you have to do is just open your eyes and look.
As someone who experiences an irrational fear to needles, you have to understand when you're involved in your biggest fear. You're very irrational.
Right.
So there is no making sense of it.
Right.
So I completely get that.
Oh, water spooked her like crazy. Like anytime she'd be driving and we would go over a bridge.
That's me.
You do the same?
It freaks me out.
Counting the seconds until she's off the bridge. You know?
Yes, going to see my brother in Peoria. There's a bridge.
I know exactly where.
I hate it. And Jim,
a long one.
Jim slows down just to bug me.
That's nice of him.
Well, they laugh. He and the boys laugh at me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, are you scared, Mom? And I'm like, no. Come on, hurry up. Yeah. It's just, I have a...
Because the fear is that something would happen that would put the car in the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the bridge would collapse because, you know, we have infrastructure issues.
I know that. I know.
It is scary. Somebody says, I've been wearing a St. Christopher medal since I was 16. It was comforting during my days in the Navy on the open ocean.
I wonder if he, you know, he was in the service, but he stayed here. He didn't go overseas. He was here. But I wonder if it has something to do with his time in the service.
Maybe,
yeah.
St. Joseph, definitely. He found the stable for Mary to give birth to Jesus. St. Anthony.
So St. Joseph is that Joseph? Jesus' stepdad, Joseph? That's the guy that is St. Joseph?
How many Josephs do you know?
It was biblical times. They only had like 19 names.
I guess. St. Anthony is the patron saint of lost causes. I'm a realtor in Tucson, and I would never bury St. Anthony.
Oh.
So you pray to St. Anthony if it's a lost cause. Yes.
Right? If something's missing, I can't find my car keys, you go straight to St. Anthony.
Somebody said St. Jude is the patron saint of lost causes. See, I think your mileage may vary.
You mentioned four of them earlier.
Right.
And St. Jude was one of the four,
and
right?
St. Anthony wasn't.
No.
But definitely St. Joseph is the one you...
St. Anthony should be the patron saint of lasagna. Doesn't that sound more fitting?
Anthony! Yes.
I can't find my lasagna.
It's Prince Spaghetti Day. Oh, my God.
It's under the seat cushion. Oh!
All right, people cannot find us on the stream.
Oh, we're not doing the show today, are we?
We're doing it right now, Bill.
This is the show?
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
Maybe, Bill.
I know it's working because we were hearing you.
You guys were hearing it?
Yes.
What was the reaction, Kim?
We were actually laughing.
People were enjoying
it?
Laughing at us or with us?
With you,
okay.
Always.
Bill, maybe your dad received the Saint Medal from your mom's parents when they got married or something.
No.
Why, they didn't
they
like...
They were not happy with...
Because he was Jewish?
Yeah. Well,
isn't
my mom's
weird?
My mom's mother had already died, and she did know and like my dad, but my mom's father was not too pleased that it was a different religion.
It was harder back then. My dad, I think, was... I don't know. He didn't go to church with us. He was either Episcopalian or something, not Catholic.
Yeah.
He didn't go to church with us. But it was kind of rare. Usually...
You married within your religion.
Yeah,
back
although
then.
It wasn't rare, it's just it was always frowned upon. Because I know a lot of mixed marriages like that, religion-wise.
It started to become, like in the mid or late 60s, it started to become more accepted. But my parents could not find anyone to marry them. No priest, no rabbi. They just couldn't find anyone to marry them.
Who married them eventually?
They eventually found what they called a hippie priest. It was like, yeah, man, whatever you want. Yeah, yeah. It was like one of those guys.
No getting ordained on the internet back then.
No. They didn't have that option.
Although, I have to throw this out there. The Universal Life Church is where everybody, Steve Cochran, many people. My dad sent away, I think it was like $5 back then. And I have a card. He got himself ordained and my brother, sister, and me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably 3 years old when he sent away for the card.
And you were an ordained minister at three.
You knew you would want to do weddings one day.
I've never done a wedding.
No, you did. We did one on the loop. You married some people.
Are they still together?
No.
Is your ordination still good, or do you have to?
You don't have to.
You don't renew it?
No. And I mean, there is like an
continued
online
continued education.
Right.
They never
CLE
gave you.
Credit.
They gave you no education. You just literally sent $5 away, and you became a minister of the Universal Life Church.
Yeah.
And
I don't hold up in court.
No,
I think it does.
But I'm probably in the database.
Yeah.
I got to find out. I don't. They gave you a certificate suitable for framing, and then you got like a wallet card too.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm telling you, I was probably three.
And you get a discount at Chick-fil-A, don't you? I think you do.
I would think so. Of all places, probably
the
Chick-fil-A.
Ones. Hobby Lobby, Chick-fil-A.
I don't know the Universal Life Church and
no.
Chick-fil-A get along.
They don't see eye
I don't.
To eye.
Yeah, I don't. I think they have more issues with the Universal Life Church than other people.
Probably,
but I don't know.
I'd be shocked if it was otherwise.
Pray to Saint Anthony to find an item lost.
Yeah,
when you have lost something, Saint Anthony knows how to find.
He's got
it.
In heaven. He runs the lost and found building.
He has GPS.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I think that's why Danny Thomas names his children hospital after Saint Jude. People thought their children's illnesses were lost causes.
That
I
makes
think
perfect
that's
sense.
Right.
Now it makes sense.
All right, well, choose your favorite patron saint and just whatever
honor
works
them.
For you.
Always honor them. All right, we'll take a break. Then Kim will give you some news, and then there's more of us.
All right, we are on the stream. People are trying to find us. I don't know if it's stream one or stream two.
It's very confusing because several people are commenting on what we're talking about, so we know they can hear us. But apparently, whatever stream we're normally on, we're not on today.
because of the White Sox.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
If you go to WGNradio.com,
yes.
Click on air, there's a button that says WGN Extra. Click that and you should get the stream.
But there, can
but
I just tell
to the
you
choir right now because we're only on the stream and those people,
the people
are already
who hear us know.
I'm on the website, so I'm just telling you, it says click for bonus coverage and it says WGN Extra and WGN Extra 2 when available. Are we sure it's not
extra? It's WGNradio.com/on air. You click on that, you see where it says listen live, go down, it says WGN Extra. Click on
all right,
that
I
button.
Hear you. You hear me back. It says WGN Extra or WGN Extra 2. Which one is it?
Extra.
Extra regular.
Extra, 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 extra long time.
Wendy, I listen to the show on my fillings, and I'm not hearing anything today.
You know why?
Did you brush your teeth?
No, I did not.
Here's why. They don't use metal fillings anymore. They use the porcelain
plastic
or plastic.
Oh,
yeah, resin.
I got to go in and get that redone then.
But, you know, tomorrow you should give maybe a tutorial on your regular show. So
that's a good idea.
People are having problems
in a case
and can't
like
get
this. Very good idea.
Jasmine is 100% right.
Put it on your website.
You go to WGN Extra. That's what you do. Not Extra 2, but I'm going to...
Just Extra. Extra.
Extra.
Extra. All right.
I want to know what's on Extra 2. Is that the White Sox game?
No, they're on regular traditional WGN
radio. I think they might be on both. This is what no one tells us. But I will shut up, and time for the news. Thank you. We will take it.
Thanks, Kim.
Blackhawks are pretty much out of it, correct?
100% out of it, yeah.
Oh, because the... I think they've
been mathematically eliminated as of last night.
Oh, since last night.
Yeah, last night.
I forgot who won that threw them out.
It would have to be either
Avalanche.
Arizona or Colorado.
Avalanche.
Yeah,
Avalanche,
Colorado
right.
Avalanche.
Okay.
Yep.
It's sad, but now, like, you can move on, and we've got next year. They at least turned it around since the All-Star break. They were, November and December, I was starting to not watch the games.
Yeah, it was rough.
It's a strange season.
It is.
Because there were times where you go, oh, they are, look at, everything's in sync again, and then... Yeah, once you say that out loud, they stop things.
So hopefully they'll have time to regroup.
They'll be okay. They have the nucleus of a strong team. They'll put it together.
At least we got the Bears. Sorry, Kim. I know you're a Packer fan, but the Bears take on the Packers opening day.
Thursday Night Football.
The 100th
anniversary
of the NFL.
Of the NFL.
Isn't
very
that nice?
Cool.
What an honor for
that
the NFL to choose this as being their commemorative game.
Well, it's one of the oldest rivalries. I mean, it makes sense.
Yep.
You know, and normally it's cool that they're doing that because normally they have the Super Bowl champs play, and this year they're changing it up, which I like.
Very nice.
And maybe that's an omen for the Packers and the Bears.
It might be.
We'll see.
It very well could be. You know what I saw last night? I saw Us.
Oh my God!
Ooh,
I'm dying to do
scared?
It.
Yeah, it was really scary.
I really don't like scary movies. I don't think. I mean,
but
I'm
this
not,
is
I have
like
no desire. I'm ready. I was going to watch This Is Us, but that's a little.
This Is Us is also scary sometimes.
That was sad and scary last night.
Oh, don't tell me I haven't watched it. I
won't say anything.
Okay,
but Us, I've heard, is not so. It was more of a psychological thriller. Would you agree with that? It's not so much like, you know, Chucky,
right,
or something.
Jordan Peele does a nice job of. You know, the horror movies of old were more suspenseful than bloody and gory, so he's pulling that off. He also...
There is a little blood and gore, I've heard.
There is some.
Because John Williams was talking way too much about it.
I don't want to... See, that's the thing is, I want to steer people toward it because it really is... It's a fun movie experience, you know? Because they do that thing where the characters... do something amazing, and then it's just back to normal life. Like, if this was going on in your life, if I don't want to give too much away.
You're already pleased.
But he's masterful at making them both real and movie real at the same time.
I get what you're saying.
You know?
Did you see Get Out?
No.
Because I enjoyed that. This is better.
If you're a fan of Get Out, I wouldn't say better, and I wouldn't say worse. It's crazy. It's different, but there's a lot of themes that are carried over from one to the other. And an inside joke or two. Fruit Loop fans, pay close attention.
You already spoiled it for me. Now
did I ruin the movie?
Not go.
You're not going to go see it because of what I said about Fruit Loops. Also, there was a bunch of little things that I noticed, and again, I don't want to give them away, but there were just little subtle things that I go, oh, I bet that's because of that. And then there's a couple of different, I went to two different movie websites that pointed out, one pointed out 14 or 15 of them, one had 7 or 8,
like,
and mine aren't even on there.
To various other things from the past, without giving too much away? Okay.
There's a flashback scene at the beginning where somebody's watching television, and next to the TV, like many people, they've got a bunch of VHS tapes, because this takes place in the beginning of the movie takes place in the early 1980s. So it's the TV, and you're watching what this character's watching on TV, but then they also have VHS tapes scattered around. And I noticed one title in particular. I don't want to say what it is.
You're already telling too much.
Bill, you're telling too much.
I know. See, John Williams started this. Jasmine, you were on John Williams' show talking about it. You did not reveal anything.
No, I didn't.
And everybody wants to put their spin on it, and that's why Dean does a pretty darn good job reviewing movies without revealing too much.
Well, you could see Bill's excitement.
And even he does it sometimes.
That's why
he
wants to.
The last thing I want to do is give out anything away.
I know.
But I do want people to pay attention to that. Because once you know what happens in the movie, you'll go, well, that's...
Come on, But did you know that going in? Or did you go in being able to learn this as you were watching it? Because now I'm going to be paying so much attention to the stupid VCR tapes that I'm just
Oh, it's just for a second. It's
yeah, but already I'm overthinking
second.
That. I just want to go. I never, ever.
You
like,
won't see it in a theater, though. I know you won't.
I think I'm going this weekend.
Really?
I have to see this movie. This is right up my alley.
Will you, because I was a witness to this in many situations yesterday, will you screen talk during the movie?
I don't screen talk.
You don't at all? Because there was a girl two or three seats away from me who kept telling the actors what not to do.
Oh, my gosh.
But the
How
reality
old was
of
she?
It, college age, Northwestern student. Most of the crowd last night was Northwestern kids. You know, it's half price night. You'd be crazy not to go. So there were a lot of high school kids who, I have to say, are college kids, extremely well-behaved.
Except for their yelling out during the movie.
During the movie, a lot of people, including this girl, kept informing the woman in the movie what she should not do. And I wanted to say to her that, you know, they made this movie like a year ago. No matter
she's
how.
She's not listening to you.
She's right. She's going to do what she's going to do. It's on film.
Oh my
goodness. You will not alter what she does based on your, you know, I bet it's in there. I bet don't go in there, you know, that kind of thing. But there were several people who you wouldn't think would screen talk, who screen talked quite a bit yesterday. But I have to say, in the history of movies that you're going to yell at the character what to do and what not to do, this one's high up there because there's a lot of things that you go, I know where the thing is, don't go, don't. But people shared that with the audience quite a bit yesterday.
You and I used to go to screeners together or whatever they called them.
Screenings.
Is that what? Oh, yeah. Screenings, yes. Yeah. And I don't talk during a movie.
No, you're pretty good.
Because I hate when other people do that. I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm even very careful when opening candy that is sometimes loud.
Yes.
And why do they have such crinkle candy wrappers at a movie theater?
You would
Swedish
think they'd
Fish
make...
is now in a box.
Right.
And then, although we bought them somewhere else, but then there's the cellophane inside.
The plastic
that is so flipping loud.
Right.
And you only get in a giant box of...
It's half full.
It's
not even.
Like five of them.
Yeah.
Inside a plastic bag.
Right.
That is not right.
No, it's a bad waste of space.
And Twizzlers, that bag is really hard
it's
to open
loud.
Quietly.
Well, what about Pop Rocks?
Popcorn is just loud anyway.
Are you on board with Pop Rocks during a movie? Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle,
not
sizzle.
If I'm sitting next
sizzle,
to you.
Sizzle,
and
sizzle,
sometimes
sizzle.
When you bite down on one, they give a big pop.
I find that the conversation that's going on most during movies is people don't understand something... Like, that's so obvious. Like, they'll go, is that his brother?
Right.
And they go, that's his brother.
And
how
the
do you not
bad
know that?
Thing is, you can't rewind like you can at
right.
home.
I'm
right.
bad about that. I will say
there's a lot
like
of people
that.
Who aren't getting, there's like some major plot, and you have to go, no, those are the guys from the beginning. They're older now because it was a flash scene. Oh, that's the same guy. Yeah, it's the same guy. People don't understand that. I always want to go, why don't we do a Q&A after the movie where if you have any questions like this, I'll answer your questions. It'll be much easier for everybody.
All right. Well, Us is coming to my neighborhood theater pretty soon, so I will be seeing it.
It's well worth seeing. I know you don't go to see that many movies in theaters, but this is
better.
One. I have to think this is one that even though it'll play well on a home TV, bigger is better.
All right.
You know?
I was planning to go last weekend, and no one wanted to go with me, and that was the first time in a long time I've thought, you know what? I'm going to go by myself, but with a scary movie, I don't want to go by
myself. Have you ever been to a movie by yourself?
Yeah, I think one time I wanted to see something, and we live near the LaGrange Theater, and it's like a second run or whatever they call. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind. I can't remember what it was.
I don't think I ever have.
You've never gone by yourself ever? No.
And it's not like I wouldn't. I just don't think I ever have.
Huh.
I think I have once or twice, but I don't remember what it was.
I started when I was doing stand-up, and I'd be on the road.
Oh, yeah.
I would go, like, you know, there's always... Matinees? The first show is usually like an 11 or 12 o'clock, and then I would go for two or three movies at a time, and it was like no one else wanted to commit to that. Right. I asked the other guys I was working
with,
you want to go
much.
Two or three movies in a day? No, thank you. But I was fine with three movies in a day.
You know why you were fine? Because as a kid, what did you do on Saturdays? Didn't you go to back-to-back movies?
No, on Sunday nights at the drive-in, we would see three. Yeah, so I was accustomed
to
three
in a
row.
That's a lot. I would have to get up and walk around. I couldn't
You could
that
do.
Long.
Yeah, you could do that. I would.
Theater ass sets in after 2 hours. So if a movie's over 2 hours, I'm already fidgeting.
You're going to have a hard time with the new Avengers movie.
I won't see that.
You didn't see the first one?
No? I don't have any desire.
Oh.
Won't scare me.
No? No, it's not that scary. This guy Thanos, though, Wendy, he's out to get us all.
Oh.
He's bad. So, yeah, highly recommend the movie. Well worth seeing. And I'm so anxious to see Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone, but it's on that CBS All Access. And I don't know if I want to commit to that.
I saw that. I don't know how much that is.
The CBS All Access? I can't figure it out. Because I want to see the Star Trek is also... The new Star Trek is also on CBS All Access.
Is it on their app or what?
It's on their app. Like, I go... I have the FX app and it's free because FX is part of my cable system.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is we have. I don't even know
Satellite or cable.
Yeah. And I didn't know... Like, I watch Survivor, which is CBS, but I don't know how much this is. I can't figure it out. You can watch it through your Xbox anytime, anywhere, Apple TV, but I don't know how much it is.
Well, it shouldn't be. If you have Apple TV, I don't think they would charge you
for
that.
But yes, they would, because this is CBS 2 All Access.
My family's argument is we already have Netflix, Hulu, and one other
Amazon.
Yeah. Right. So they said, do we really need... But they're saying it because they don't care about The Twilight Zone or the new Star Trek. Like, Terry's not into either one of those, but I really want to see, especially the Twilight Zone one.
All right, but
okay,
listen to this.
CBS All Access is $5.99 a month after you get a 7-day free trial.
Yeah,
oh, that's not bad.
Well, that's limited commercials. With 1 week free, it's $5.99 a month thereafter. If you go commercial free, and that way you can download videos or play offline, that's $9.99 a month. And
neither of those are bad. I thought it'd be higher.
No, but these all add up.
Yeah,
right, that's the thing. You've got Netflix.
Right.
You've got Hulu. You know, well, Hulu's free, right? No, Hulu's not.
Hulu costs.
It's like $9.99 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why don't you do it and like wait till all the new Twilight Zones drop and then get it for a month?
Their free offer is only for the month of April, and they do one Twilight Zone episode a week, so... If I waited until the end of April, I would only get to see three or four of the episodes. And I think there's 10 or 12. I can't remember.
Well, you can see them on demand, can't you?
They have it, but if it hasn't aired initially, like the first one aired on Monday, and the next one won't air again until Monday. So if I went to on demand, I would only get one right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wait like 6 months and then just...
That's when their free offer goes away, though. I mean, I know what you mean.
No, so, I just mean buy 1 month for $5.99 and binge during that month, and then you're done.
They let you just buy one, though? I think you have to commit.
If you commit to the annual plan, it's 15% off, but you can buy it month by month.
Just 1 month?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you figure if you pay $5.99, you're getting a lot of selections, because you can pay $5.99 or more, rent the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Still cheaper than going to the movies.
And their big selling point is you have access to the whole CBS library.
Right.
But I'm already kind of getting that with my regular satellite service. You know, they already have, but it's all this year's stuff. Like, I can watch Lucy shows if I wanted to from the 60s, but I don't know. I just need it for the Twilight Zone.
I want to see that, too.
It looks so good.
Maybe you have a really good friend who'll give you their password.
Maybe. Is that friend you, Kim? Do you have a password?
I don't.
Oh, all right.
But we can find, I bet you we can find somebody here who does.
No, that would be dirty. I would never play by those rules. Ever, ever, ever.
That's not cheating, because you can have, like, family, you know, family pass.
You know what's funny? Last night, as I'm in line, I see, I don't know if you'll remember him, but we've had Chris Stolte on before. He's a friend of mine. He's in Chicago Fire. He's a Chicago actor. So I was thinking, because he's in line, he's in another line buying tickets, and he's got his own TV show. He's been on Chicago Fire for 4 or 5 years. Totally goes unnoticed. Like, wouldn't you think that if a guy was a TV star, like, people would
somebody
go,
might.
You know who you look like? Like, some element of that? And I've been with him places before. He doesn't get noticed. It's really weird.
I wouldn't notice him. I'm looking at his picture right now.
Does he look familiar at all to you, though?
No.
No, not at all? He's been in a bunch of movies and TV shows. And I said to him, I go, we got to have you on the show. I think he said he's got 3 or 4 more weeks of taping, and then he'll come on with us.
All right, cool.
But isn't that strange? Like, a guy who's, like, a regular on a TV show can just, like, walk around without a single person going, you're probably not this guy, but I watched Chicago Fire. Are you that guy?
He doesn't seem like he'd stand out.
No? He blends in a little bit?
He doesn't look like an actor to me.
No, he doesn't.
So, it's different if it's someone super popular. I thought you were bothered that he had to pay. Like, he's, you know, in the visual arts, why does he have to pay to see a movie?
Well, so many of my friends that are, and you're in Screen Actors Guild,
yeah,
right? So you probably, do you ever hear this rumor that if you show them your Screen Actors Guild card at a movie theater, they have to let you in? I always
That's
hear that,
true.
But I'm like, I don't think it is, but I'm always too afraid to even try it.
Yeah,
like, here's my Screen Actors Guild card.
What do they care? And then they're going to go, who are you?
Right.
That's,
you pay double.
Yeah, I mean, they do that when the SAG Awards come out, and sometimes if you haven't gotten a screener, they'll have a showing, and you can
use a special day, you can go in.
Right.
But you can't just show up at any time and go,
who said that to you?
La, 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 la.
Do you know who I am?
Right. Yeah, I don't think that's allowed.
Yeah, Kristen Stolte, I never would have.
He's so good. He's such a good actor.
Well, cool, have him in.
Yeah.
Bill's got all these actor friends, Kim.
Yes.
Add him to the list.
Yes. Toss him on the list.
All right, that's all I got today.
Are you out of stuff, Wendy? We still have 3 minutes to entertain and enlighten.
Come on.
That's very disappointing. What if we were on regular radio? You'd have to come up with something.
Somebody wants your a regular feature of you reviewing movies, and they want you to review the new Pet Sematary movie that comes out this weekend.
I can't wait to see that.
The first one scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there a second one, too?
Why are all these scary movies coming out now? They're usually, October.
Last night, during the previews, I would say two-thirds of the movie, I think they showed clips for 7 or 8 movies, and all but 1 or 2 were for scary movies.
Well, but don't they usually group them with what people think?
They used
what
to
people
do
are
it,
going to the movies for, like that, so they're going to go watch other movies.
They
in
used
a similar
to stack
genre.
It where if you were seeing a Universal movie, they would show you clips from Universal movies. If it was Paramount, they would show you Paramount mostly, you know, 20th Century Fox, you know. So if you went to see Star Wars, you saw a bunch of other 20th Century Fox movies. But now, yeah, they go, wow, we've got a horror audience here.
Right.
Let's show them scary clips. But yeah, this now all of a sudden there's a scary movie or two every month. Used to just be around Halloween, but now it's year round. I think this Annabelle movie has changed everything. Have you seen the clips for this?
No.
What is that about?
Guys, I hate scary movies.
Oh, you did? All right, then I don't even want to tell you.
Someone said if you have Amazon Prime, you can add CBS All Access for only a one-time fee of $10.
Oh, that's a good deal.
But look into that, because it says if you have Prime, you can add $10 to get CBS All Access.
That would be nice.
But I don't know if that means a month, and if so, then it's more expensive.
Yeah. But it's almost, I mean, if it's less than $10 a month and you're getting 4 episodes of Twilight Zone, although, like I said, they're only doing 10 or 12 this season.
Right. But then there's probably something coming that you still want to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
And someone said you can wait, as I suggested. I did that with Showtime, and then I binge-watched Billions. Oh. So you can wait a while, then just get 1 month.
Oh, maybe, and watch all of them at once.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. All right.
And that's crazy. Keep the receipts for deductions.
Already do. That's why I talked about it on the show, because then I can deduct it.
Oh, I got a lot of things I got to talk about. I'm getting a new
a
Corvette.
Helicopter.
I'm getting Arby's for lunch.
Oh, man. You're making money like crazy.
Didn't you need a massage and a facial?
Yeah.
Yes, my nails need to be done, too.
Trip to Barbados.
All right, we have to break.
Kim, thanks for hanging out. We'll close things off next. John, there's been some confusion about scheduling. Now, the show that you're about to do, are you doing it today or will you be doing it tomorrow?
Actually, I was at Cork and Kerry about 20 minutes
you
ago.
You were? How did
I got
the
word that
for the show?
I had it completely wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought it was one day earlier.
Oh.
Good job.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, shown up for one of those? You've been to the wrong day?
On the wrong day?
No.
Not good, is it?
We had a brand new general manager at my radio station in Minneapolis shortly after I got up there, and he was new and I was new, and, you know, we're both trying to do our best.
Yeah.
And he called me one morning about 9 a.m. and he said, "You're emceeing the breakfast this morning, right?" I said, "What breakfast?" It was like 900 people in a hotel ballroom, and I was the MC for a big breakfast.
Oh, no.
But did he not tell you, or did you forget?
Oh, I forgot. That was before they had invented calendars and stuff.
My God. How'd you do that day?
I jumped up, shaved, did not shower, threw on a suit that didn't look real good.
Yeah.
Got in the powerful Mach 5 and, you know, just zoomed down there, double parked, ran in, not well prepared.
Yeah.
It went great.
Yeah. It was just That's great. Usually it was the great. Case, yeah. isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then you prepare for something for a long time and it
doesn't
fizzles.
Click. Just doesn't click.
Actually, no, it went great. That was sarcastic. Oh. It didn't, and then it didn't go real well.
Oh.
So there's that. Yeah. So what are we doing?
You're taking the reins here.
It's you
from
the
us.
Rest of the way.
Okay. Yep. We're here the way till 3 o'clock.